Strategies, the place where you'll get insights that accelerate your job search and career growth. With Katrina Brittingham, get tips and advice from thought leaders from around the globe that will guide you to the next destination in your career. And now, your host, Katrina Brittingham.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Katrina Brittingham. This is the New Year's show. As a result, it is just me today speaking to you. I'm coming to you to talk to you about preparing for your career in the new year. And I am going to give you some tips and techniques, and then I am going to go through the lineup that we have for this year. I want to get you motivated for the new year and help you prepare and strategize for your new year. I am your career navigator for 2019. I have put together some good tips and techniques for you to grow in your career. And also, if you are transitioning into entrepreneurship, some tips for you to successfully transition, hopefully to help you avoid some of the mishaps that I took when I went into entrepreneurship, so you can have a smoother transition. Or if you are an entrepreneur and in 2019 you're looking to go back into corporate, to help you do that, because I had to do that as well, and smoothing that transition and help take the fear out of your career, whether you want to grow, whether you want to be promoted, whether you just want to stay where you are and develop where you are, or again, find yourself in transition. I have been in all of those situations. Aside from being a certified career coach and career expert, resume writer, and strategist, I have also sat in the same seats as you. So I am here to help you to get where you need to be. With that being said, I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone and let you know that you can accomplish your dream in 2019. And I am excited for you accomplishing your goals in 2019. The first thing I would say is that you would need to, number one, sit down and think about really what you want to do. What do you want to do in your career? How, you know, do you envision yourself? What do you envision your life being? What do you envision your career being? Where do you envision your business being? Because the first thing that you need to do is to get a vision for what you want to do and where you want to go. Without a vision, and I am a Christian, so I do believe without a vision, the people perish. If you talk to someone who's not even a Christian, the first thing they tell you is that you need a vision. You need to write down a vision. You need to write down a mission statement. If you are in business, I also tell people in careers that you need to have a vision and a mission statement for where you want to go in your corporate career as well. And it doesn't matter whether you work at McDonald's or if you work for Google. You need to have a mission. You need to have a goal. Is your goal to move up from the register to working the grill, or is it to move from the grill and washing the dishes? Because, yes, there are dishes at McDonald's. At least there was when I worked at McDonald's when I was in high school. But do you want to move from that and be the swing shift manager? Do you want to be the general manager one day? Do you want to own your own McDonald's franchise? And getting that vision will help you to put together a plan to help you get where you need to be. And so let's stick with the McDonald's thing. If you work at McDonald's and you want to make it to management, what do you need to do to get there? What accomplishments do you have to get? What milestones do they want you to accomplish to show that you are worthy of being a manager? Are you showing up on time? Are you responsible? Are you able to close the store? You know, are you responsible with the money? Is your drawer coming up, you know, with the right amount at the end of the day of what you're supposed to have based on the number of sales that you had? It's the same thing when you're in corporate. You have what they call key performance indicators. And those key performance indicators are things that they track to let you know if you're doing your job, if you're successful at your job. Are you meeting those key performance indicators? Are you meeting those metrics? Are you exceeding those metrics? And if you are not, what do you need to do to meet those and exceed those? Do you need further training? Is there something that you're not getting that is keeping you from achieving those goals? Do they have training corporately for helping you get to where you need to be? And if not, is there a course that you can take on your own that will help you get where you need to be? These are the things that you need to consider when you're in the corporate. If you're working towards entrepreneurship, what do you need to be successful? Do you need a certification? And what certification programs are out there? Are there some certifications that are considered better than others? I work in a career field, and they have certifications for resume writing, which I have. They have certifications for career coaching, which I have. I even recently received in the end of 2018 time, but this show is for the 2019 year to look forward, is I received a business development and marketing certification. So I can help you develop and market your business in career services. And also I can take those principles for other businesses as well to help you develop and market your business. So I had a vision, though, for that. When I started out, I said, okay, I want to get my certification in career coaching and resume writing. So I went and took the steps that were best for me. It was easier and quicker for me to get my resume writing certification. Number one, because I was just starting out in business, it was a certification that I could afford. So I was looking at, what can I get that I can get bang for my buck and I can afford it? And the resume writing certification was more in my price range at the time. And I got that certification and I worked in resume writing and worked with clients and helped them get jobs. And I also went to conferences that provide continuing education so that I could keep my finger on the pulse of career services. I built my network with my colleagues in the industry, built up a name for myself to let them know that, yes, I'm serious about this. I'm not a fly-by-night career person who just wanted to come out here and, you know, start, you know, writing resumes. I was really serious about it. And so I joined the board of the National Resume Writers Association. I was the career conference coordinator for 2 years, and I actually coordinated about 3 of the conferences that they had, including the one that I like put it together and got the contract together for the one they had in 2018. I was not able to attend that conference due to illness, but I helped put that together. It also taught me what it took to put together a conference of that magnitude because they have well over 600 members, and this was a national conference that everyone comes to, or the majority of people come to get their career education credits, their continuing education credits. And so I was able to learn a lot about the career industry, and that was my goal, to do that so I could be of service to my clients. The next thing I did as I started to earn money is I got 2 certifications in career coaching. The one is in a job and career development coaching and job and career transition coaching, which is 2 different things. Development is when you want to develop in your career, in the current job that you have, in the current industry that you're in, and you want to develop, you want to move up, you want to, you know, be the best in that industry. And that is a wonderful thing. And there are different steps for that. And then the career transition is when you want to transition out of the company, out of the industry, out of corporate altogether and go into entrepreneurship. If you want to transition, say, from military life to civilian life as far as your work, that is transition. If you want to move from the private sector to the public sector, there is transition for that. And so I learned that. And then this year, I wanted to grow my business farther than what I was, because I had gotten to a certain level. And so I took the certification for business development and marketing and how to market my business. So on the business side, there is a vision, and I wrote that vision out when I first started my business. This is where I wanted to go. In between, I won awards for career services and career consulting from different organizations who recognized what I was doing in the industry. I made my name out there as far as a business, as far as Venture Ready, because Venture Ready is my business. That is the core of everything. That is what holds together the resume writing. That's what holds together the career coaching, the radio show that I have now, and even the broadcasting company that I have, Venture Ready Broadcasting. The show is Career GPS. That's the coaching piece and the radio show that I have. Career GPS, I have group coaching, which is for transitioners. I have career crossroads for people who are standing at the crossroads of their career and they don't know where they want to go. And I have interview readiness for people who want to be able to interview. Maybe you're going out and you're finding that you're having a tough time with the interview or you're nervous about interviewing. So I have coaching packages for that, too. I also do one-on-one coaching. All of this was part of my plan when I first started, and I was able to develop that out. And because I was able to develop that out, I was able to create what I wanted as far as a business. And so this is what you want to be able to do as a career professional. This is what you want to be able to do as an entrepreneur. You want to be able to market and brand yourself and get to where you want to be. So with that being said, I did a couple of things. I had a vision. I wrote out a vision, and I wrote out a mission statement of where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go. I did this even in my corporate career, where when I first started out and I figured out what I wanted to be when I grew up, after I became grown, I decided that I wanted to be a business professional, and I was a business professional and analyst in healthcare for almost 20 years. And I decided that I wanted to move into auditing, and I went into auditing for a while. And, you know, so I did the auditing for the Blue Cross and Blue Shield guidelines. And going in not knowing that I came from claims and I came from customer service, and so not knowing the principles of auditing, what Katrina decided to do as a professional is learn a little bit more about it. And I was lucky and fortunate enough to come from a company who had career development and trainings for their people. However, this was not a training that they had here. And even as a corporate professional, sometimes you have to invest in yourself, whereas some things will not be there at your fingertips for free, and you would have to do some investigating to find out what you need to do and actually put the money out there to get to where you need to go. And I researched programs, and I found that auditing was a key factor in a degree called accounting. At the time, I had already had a master's degree in business administration. And so, you know, I honestly really did not want to get another degree. I just wanted a certification, but they did not have a certification class. They did not have classes. This was all built into the degree. And so I took a master's course, and I had to take the accounting course to get to the auditing course. I was actually glad that I did the whole degree, because I learned certain things about accounting at the master level that I did not have in my other course of work, even though I did take extra accounting classes and math classes and things like that, because I wanted to learn how to budget and things like that. But I learned some things that, you know, I would not have learned had I not taken a course that was specifically geared towards accounting and doing business finance. So I took that. I took the auditing courses. I learned the principles of auditing. I learned what controls were and how to fix broken controls and create controls where there were no controls. And so I became a great auditor, you know, within a couple of years and everything. And so I made a name for myself within the organization. And because I made that name for myself in the organization, I was able to move into the new department that they were bringing up called the business auditing department. And so, or the compliance department. And so I moved into those departments, and I was key into building up one of the departments in the company for the Medicare side of the business, and wrote a lot of policies and procedures and did some auditing and things like that. I was able to take that and move into a position outside of the organization, which allowed me to make more money. And I was still in the healthcare area working in a business administration capacity. So I was a benefits administrator working for a private sector company, organization that allowed me to be in a managerial role, a more autonomous role. And I joined a organization through there called the Greater Business Coalition. And so that coalition was integral when ACA or the Affordable Care Act came out to help put into place policies and procedures and standards and things to help businesses and organizations put, not only prepare for ACA, but put in programs that help reduce the cost of healthcare. So I did that for about a year as far as being on that organization. And then I moved back into the health insurance industry and the health insurance company. And from there, I was the subject matter expert and was key in the coordination of benefit area. All of that came because I had a plan. I wrote out a plan. I wrote out that I wanted to move in a certain area, and I still did auditing. I built processes and departments and reporting that helped the company be better at what they did and to make sure that they were compliant with different laws. So on the business side, on the corporate side, you can grow and learn, and you might have to invest some money. And I invested some significant money. It was thousands of dollars to go to school that I paid for on my own to get the knowledge that I needed to grow. And so I say that because a lot of times, you know, people don't want to invest the money, but in the long run, you will make that money back in your career by investing in yourself early on. I also, before I took a step out there to make moves, I made sure that I had what I needed to do the job. And so that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you have what you need to do the job. You want to pick up a career coach or a trusted mentor who is professional, who can help guide you in your industry. You want to make sure that that mentor is in your industry. You want to make sure that that career coach has experience in the areas that you want to go into and that can properly guide you. You want to build your network. Because in order for you to move, especially if you're moving outside of your industry, you need to have someone who is connected. People hire people that they are familiar with, that they are friendly with, that are like them. We had a show about that at the end of 2018 about that, that people hire people who are like them, people who are friendly with them. So you want to be able to build your network. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more after this short break from our sponsor. And we are going to delve a little bit more into how you build your network. And I'm going to give you a little bit of tips. Thank you.
Are you frustrated with your job search? Have you been applying for positions but haven't received any interview calls? Have you been in a position for some time now and want to apply for a promotion or want to move to another company? Do you need help updating your resume and/or LinkedIn profile? Do you want to change careers but need help deciding what career path to take? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, then Venture Ready LLC Interview Readiness Consulting can assist you with building your professional brand and increasing the likelihood of getting interviews. Contact us today for a free assessment, 1-888-712-4956. Info at ventureready.net or www.ventureready.net/contact_us.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining us back after our break. Venture Ready LLC is the sponsor for this program. It is also my company. And as I said, are you frustrated with your job search? Have you not even started your job search because you don't know which path to take? You know, we can help you with getting there. We can help you with getting there. But I wanted to talk to you more about networking. And networking is more than just walking up to someone who is in your profession, someone that's high up, and say, look, I need a job. It is about building a relationship with that person. To start out with that, you would do an introduction email or a conversation, you know, depending on the situation. If you're trying to meet this person for the first time, you can send an email and introduce yourself to them and say, hello. For example, my name is Katrina Brittingham. I work in the claims department of XYZ Healthcare. I heard a lot about you. You are the Vice President of Compliance in our department. I was interested in what you do, and I wanted to know if you could take a little bit of time out of your schedule to have a brief conversation with me about what you do and how you got to where you are. Just that simple. Or if you know someone in that area who knows that person, you can ask them to do a virtual introduction or to talk you up before you send that email off. I found that people are more willing to speak to you when someone reputable can refer you. So when you do that virtual interview, that person is a little more open because that person has spoken you up. Sometimes if, you know, you can just have a chemistry with someone. If you walk in a room, like the company that I came from had a lot of events to help people. And so in those events, you were able to introduce yourself to sometimes even the CEO of the company. And so, but when you go to them, you have to have something worth saying. So, hello, my name is Katrina. Have your 30-second elevator pitch or 10-second elevator pitch, because if, depending on how high up the person is, the less time they're going to have to speak to you. But make sure that in your seconds, you are impactful. And you'll say, hello, my name is Katrina. I am in this department, you know, and everything like that. I was looking for opportunities to grow, and I was thinking that maybe you would be able to give me some advice on how to move up within the industry. Please let me know if you have any time in your schedule. What is the best way to reach out to you? And they'll let you know. Sometimes it's, well, you know what, talk to my secretary and have her put an appointment on the books for you. I've talked to the president of – I've actually talked to the CEO of my company, but that was for a project that I was on that I wound up being on a corporate project. And I wound up being the only person there that wasn't in management, and I came up with the final presentation. And I put this presentation together that was informative and very entertaining. I acted out a skit with them, and I presented it to the president's council, which was the CEO and all of the higher-level executives. So that left an impression. All of a sudden, it was like, who is this girl? So that left an impression. But also, I did meet with the president of the government area that does the charitable organizations and the community organizations and the government, you know, lobbying and things like that. And I just reached out one day and said that I would like to have a conversation about development within the organization. Now, a little sidebar is that, you know, being in church, I've been a church girl all my life. I knew her from when I was a child. I didn't think that she remembered me, but she did. And so, again, it goes to having those relationships. You never know who can help you. That is why it is never a good job to burn a bridge, because you never know when you need to walk across that bridge. That is something that my grandmother taught me when I was a young girl. She was like, Trina, you do not burn a bridge, because you never know when you need to walk over that bridge. And so because I built that relationship, I was able to speak with her, and I spoke to her about certain things. I spoke to her about the fact that I had a business. Of course, she knew, because they Google you now. And so I became a leader on the National Association of Professional Women, which is now the International Association for Women. And I became a board member for a second time, and I was speaking to her about a place to have our meetings. She, because I had the reputation with her, became the sponsor and said, yes, you can have your meetings there. So even though she was someone in my career, she was able to help me in another area. So, again, you don't know who you're speaking to. You don't know how they might be able to help you. Building your network, and part of this association is building my network, because I'm in a network full of professional women. I help them. They help me. And that's the thing with a network. Networking isn't just all about you. It's about what you bring to the table. It's about how you can help other people as well as them helping you. And so when I actually went into the organization this second time around, it was more about me helping other people than them helping me, but they do help me. They do provide references. Sometimes people become clients. Sometimes it's just an encouraging word when I really need it, and they might not even know that I need that encouraging word. A network, especially when you're an entrepreneur, and you're a solopreneur, can be the difference between you having a lonely walk and you having a walk that is not so lonely. Build your network, build your professional network, and you can have people that are there that can help support you, you know, even if it's moral support, even if it's encouragement. It might be, hey, I have a client for you that I referred to you. That's always great. But in the down times and when you're feeling low, it's good to have someone that you can reach out to as a business owner that can understand what you're going through. And it's not a woe is me thing. Sometimes we just have a hard time as entrepreneurs. You have your ups and you have your downs in your business. And listening to the program, you will hear, I had entrepreneurs even say that you have your high times, you have your feast times where you have so many clients you don't know what to do with. And then you have times where you have your famine times where you can't buy a client. And so when you have people who are there with you who can help you and encourage you and know what you're going through, that is very, very important. But I want to take a step back and give you some more pointers and break things down further. Number one, for a network, you can go to your manager, if they're open, and talk to them about your career plan. Let them know, this is where I am now. This is where I want to go. Your manager is actually supposed to be your first point of contact in growing and developing in your career. And if you have a good manager, they will help you get where you need to be. Being in corporate, I've had some good managers and I've had some poor managers. I had some good managers who knew, yes, I'm a good worker, but I know you have aspirations for other things, and I'm going to help you get to where you want to be.
And then I had some managers who were like, well, you're not going anywhere, and would try to sabotage me in my career because they did not want me to go because I was one of their strongest workers. And one thing that managers need to learn is that you need to help develop your people, even if they get up and leave the department, because they're going to get up and leave the department regardless. Whether you help them or not. However, you helping them can be the difference between them leaving your department and going to another area in the company where they can say, oh, this manager helped me and you're a great worker and they get you get accolades, and or the person totally leaving the company altogether and that talent and that person who adds value to your company is now going to another company adding value there. So your manager is your first key person. Number two, your HR business partner, if you have one. In the company that I came from, they had an HR business partner. And so you could go to them and speak to them about where you wanted to go, and they can give you the internal training that they have to help you get there. They can refer you to people who are looking for people who have your expertise because they are in HR, so they know who's looking to fill positions. They also tell you how you can partner with your manager so that your yearly appraisals will reflect where you want to go. They can tell you if you're not meeting your key indicators, if you're having a problem meeting them and everything like that, if there are any courses, again, partner with your manager to help you with getting where you need to be. So that is a key. You can join associations within your company if they have associations, if they have Toastmasters that help you with your public speaking. Also, in Toastmasters, you have executives, you have people from all areas of your company. It gives you an opportunity to be able to build those relationships with people within your organization. You can join an outside association, which I mentioned before, as far as the National Association of Professional Women, which is now the International Association for Women, and you can join associations that are in your industry, like the National Resume Writers Association. I'm a part of the Career Development Network. I am a part of Career Thought Leaders. I am a part of Career Development Institute. You can join a whole bunch of organizations, the Professional Association of Resume Writers and Career Coaches. There are all kinds of professional organizations that help you. And I joined more than one because every organization has a different feel to it. Every organization has a different, you know, thing that they can offer you. And you learn different things. So it helped me become more well-rounded, and I suggest it for you as well. I was able to get different business contacts based on that. In the Career Development Network, that's where I got my career coaching certification and my business development and marketing certification, which allowed me to network with people who are in their careers who are career coaches for different organizations and for colleges and things like that. I was able to partner with some entrepreneurs with the business development and marketing career, you know, certification. And with the National Resume Writers, I hooked up with career coaches and resume writers in the industry. Number one, to learn from people who have been in this a whole lot longer than me. And even in your corporate career, you want to partner with people who know more than you. If you're in a circle and you're in an association where you're the person in the room who knows more than everybody else, you're not going to grow. You're not going to develop. Other people will grow and develop, but you won't. So you want to make sure that you are not the smartest person in the room. I know there's a big ego boost. You're the smartest person in the room, but you really don't want to be the smartest person in the room. And that's the real purpose of you doing associations. You can have associations through LinkedIn. They have groups that you can join and speak to people and build that relationship. And as you build that relationship, you know, questions are going to come up. So what do you do? And so you can let them know. You can let them know what your goals are. You can even let them know, you know, say, well, you know, if you have know anybody, if you have any job openings or you know anyone who's hiring in this area, could you recommend me? After you've built that relationship. And people will refer you. One thing I learned is that people do want to help you, but they want to make sure that you're someone that they can recommend. Because when people recommend you, they're putting their name out there for you. I have people who slap back at me, oh, well, you don't know who I am, my name, you're saying your name, oh, my name. Guess what? The truth of the matter is, if Katrina Brittingham recommends you to her network and say, this is a great person, this is a great worker, she is the top, she is top notch, I've, you know, talked to her, I've you know, spent some time with her, and I know her, and then you go and you mess up, you're not just messing up for you. You're messing up for that person because now they can no longer recommend anyone because they put their name out there for you and you acted a total fool. It has nothing to do with, oh, you're going to be the great, you know, this and God's going to make your name great. That's all great. That's all great. However, no man is an island and no man walks alone. You need other people. You need other people to recommend you. You need other people to put that stamp of approval on you. You need other people to help open doors. Because God is a spirit, so he uses people to open doors for you. So in that, you want to be humble. And some doors might not be for you. I'm there. I had people recommend things, but I was gracious with them. I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you so much for the advice. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Depending on who the person was, and I knew if they could take it, I let them know, thank you for the opportunity. However, that's not an area that I want to go into. And then some people were just like, thank you so much. I appreciate the reference. I appreciate that. Because, again, it's all about not burning that bridge. Because that might not have been the opportunity for you at that point, but there might have been another opportunity that comes across. And if you're gracious and you're kind and you show your appreciation, you know, for the things that people you know, present to you, when an offer comes that is good for you, then you will be able to accept that offer. With the National Resume Writers Association, I got a wonderful opportunity for my business and an opportunity that I was not looking for at all, a contract position that I have. And all it was is I went to an opportunity, a networking event, and I just went there and I networked. And honestly, I started back at the organization because people at the organization I was with wanted to join the organization and asked me about it. And so because I was referring them to the organization, I was like, I cannot refer them to the organization, and I have not been with the organization or active with the organization in a number of years. So I rejoined the organization. I went to the networking event. I wound up meeting the current president of the Philadelphia chapter, in which I work on the board with. I ended up meeting a couple people who are with the chapter that we have, and I wound up meeting an entrepreneur who is the president of a staffing agency that is here, one of the you know, bigger staffing agencies in the area. And she had asked for resume writers, a resume writer, to write resumes for her clients who need to find a job. And I was like, oh, I'm going to talk to her. But she kept going from person to person to person to person to person. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to talk to this woman because somebody else is going to snatch her up. But I still said, well, I'm going to talk to her anyway. So she was on her way out the door, and I got her attention. I said, I know you're leaving, but if you don't mind, I would like to talk to you for a second. And so she asked me what I did, and I did, and I let her know. I said, well, you're looking for a resume writer. I said, I'm sure you probably have a resume writer already because you spoke to so many people. But I just wanted to give you my card, let you know what I did, and, you know, talk to you. And if you do have an opportunity that comes up, that maybe you can keep me in mind. Her face lit up, and she said, you know what? I put that out there, and no one responded to me. She said, people talked to me. She said, but nobody came to me. And she said, I was in a room full of career professionals because there were a number of career professionals and career coaches there, and they did not speak to her about it. And so she said, I walked away. She said, I was a little, like, discouraged. She was like, well, nobody came to me. She was like, so thank you so much. And we built a relationship. She sends me jobs that I post on social media that are real jobs that are available, that are contract positions, which are temp to perm positions, some that are straight temp positions that we know is going to be just for 3 months, 6 months, because somebody is out on leave or something like that, or they're working on a project. And she has direct hire positions, which means she is acting as the recruiter or the HR person for the talent acquisition person for that company, and goes through the whole process of posting the job, screening candidates, bringing candidates in for interviews, and they have a job at the end of the day if they are the candidate that is selected. So I post those positions. But she came to me out of the blue with a contract position because she said, this position will be perfect for you. This contract will be perfect for you. And I was able to get that contract and am still working that contract, as a matter of fact. So, again, you never know. It started out with me looking just for this one little piece, and it turned into something so much bigger. But, again, still having that vision in mind and growing my business, the best career person will be able to have jobs that are available. Because it's one thing to apply for a job, it's another thing to have a job that's available. So I have a network into something where people actually can find a job and apply for jobs that are actually available. That's all about having a vision. It's all about networking. It's all about your associations. It's all about having and building a relationship with someone. Because in between that time, we had a meeting outside, and we spoke. We got to know each other. I got to know how she got into employment and in staffing. And she learned how I became a career coach and resume writer and got into my business. She learned about how I spent 20 years in the healthcare industry. She spent a number of years as a recruiter before she started her staffing business and everything. So, again, we built that relationship. We built that rapport. I'm actually on a board with her, with the Delaware County Community College, a New Choices program, which helps women who have been displaced for whatever reason, divorce, whatever, and help them get jobs. I am going to take a station break and a station pause. I'm going to play a song for you that I believe will be very, very inspirational to you, just to let you know what's coming is better than what's been.
And you found what you can't give.
Navigator Katrina Brittingham. Just wanted to encourage you, what's coming is better than what's been. You may have had a great 2018, because not everybody had a horrible 2018, but you may have had a 2018 with ups and downs. You may have had a 2018 that started great and ended kind of, you know, not where you wanted to be. You may have cried, and maybe cried before you listened to this show. But I want to let you know that 2019 is a new year, and what's coming is better than what's been. And I wanted to continue on the conversation about building your vision for the new year. We are already almost at the top of the hour, so I wanted to just give you some pointers. You want to start out with creating SMART goals. And SMART goals are goals that are specific, they are measurable, they are achievable, they are relevant to where you want to go, and realistic. Because I've seen it with relevant and I've seen it with realistic, but it is both realistic and relevant and time bound. Or timely. Some people say timely. I say time bound because you want to put a time to it. For example, if you need to move up in your industry and you need a certification, it's specific. I'm going to go get a certification in auditing. So I'm going to get my certification in auditing. It's measurable. Once I get the certificate in auditing, I can now get a job in auditing. Once I get this certification, I can make more money. Once I get a certification, along with the rest of my background of being a great career person, or maybe I'm straight out of college, but I have my college background. I've achieved things in college. I can move where I want to move to. It is achievable because I can achieve it. It's realistic because I can realistically do this. It's relevant to where I want to go because I want to be an auditor and I want to move up into auditing, make it as the senior auditor, the lead auditor, the manager and auditor. So in order to do this, it's asking, I'm looking at jobs, and it's asking me to have a certification in auditing, a certification in internal auditing, a CIA. So it's relevant to where I'm going. It's time bound because there is a certain time frame that it takes to get that certification. Because I have to get the courses and I have to sit for that test. And then I put on there, I'm going to get this based on my research. I'm going to get my certification by XYZ day. So that is you putting that principle in place. And you can put it in place for anything. You want to start a business. Be specific about the business you want to go into. Is it measurable? How do I know when I'm going to be successfully established? Is it attainable, this business attainable for me? How is it attainable for me? How can I get there? Do I need a certification to start the business? Do I need to get a lawyer? Do I need to start a corporation, incorporate my business? Do I need a business coach? Is the business that I'm starting relevant to the goal that I want to do? Is the incorporation relevant for where I want to go? And putting a time limit on it. How long is it going to take me to establish this business? We're not talking about the, oh, you know, I'm making six figures with the business. We're talking about starting up the business. How long is it going to take for me to get my business plan together? How long is it going to take me to get the incorporation paperwork? What is it that I actually need to do to really start this business? Because a lot of times, just like in careers, people jump out in the business and have no idea what it takes to run this business day to day, have no idea what it takes to be successful and to market this business. So do you need to take a step back, get a bit, I always suggest people get a business coach. For careers, a career coach. A career coach and business coach, which is what I do. Simply because we can see the things that you don't necessarily see, because it's always wonderful to start a business. It's always wonderful to start out a new career, but you need to know what's ahead of you. And that's why I'm here as your navigator, to navigate you through your career and navigate you to starting your business. So with that being said, I am saying have a wonderful, 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 wonderful new year. I wish you well. I know you're going to be successful during 2019. Let me help you navigate through your career. If you want to reach me, you can email me at katrina@ventureready.net. You can also reach out to me at 888-712-4956, and my assistant will be answering and manning that line. And if it is after business hours, we will give you a call back within 24 hours of that phone call during business hours or the next business day. Thank you so much for listening to Career GPS, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you for tuning in to Career GPS. Join us next Wednesday for more insights from career experts and thought leaders from around the globe. We'll help you reach the next destination in your career. To be a guest on the show, contact us at info@ventureready.net or call us at 888-712-4956.